Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Eddie Bertotti from the Berlin Film Festival. Today with Yannis Economidi, director of Stratos, the Greek film here in the competition. Yannis, I really liked your film. I think it's one of the most inspiring of the whole selection, of the whole competition. And I was reading the director's note in the press book, and you say something very interesting about your film. You say that it is an abstract drama which exhibits a concrete faith in realism. Can you tell me something about this idea?
What I believe when you are working on realism, you know, it's together the tragedy and the humor. This is my main concern, to be truthful to reality, and the reality has also the tragedy and the humor at the same time. You know, because this is the story of people. This is the story of human nature. Yeah. And this is Stratos, what it's all about. You know, it's a little man who is, you know, he's in the same time very serious, and in the same time very, maybe, you know, very hilarious.
Right? Yeah, and I mean, you said the word tragedy, and in a way it reminds the classical Greek tragedy, meaning that your film is full of strong ethical and moral position. So were you looking at that tradition? You had that tradition in mind while doing the film, or?
Εντάξει, από μία έννοια, ναι. Δηλαδή, ο ήρωας κάποια στιγμή θα πρέπει να απαντήσει σε ένα ηθικό ζήτημα, ας πούμε.
Yes, in a way, you could say it's the continuation of the ancient Greek tragedy, because the hero has to react, and he has to react in an ethical way. He has to think to become active or to stay inactive, as half of the film. And he takes over. He has to think of taking over and deciding, taking over and to take some very serious and concrete decisions. And or he will stay at the periphery as he does, and in doing nothing. So in fact, it's an issue. It's an ethical issue that leads him to solve himself or to destruct himself, to complete destruction. And this is the main decision here. And the hero, you could say that the hero finds a tragedy. It's not his life that is tragical. He goes on in his life, and then he meets tragedy, and he becomes then the hero in this tragedy.
Την τραγωδία. Και μπαίνει μέσα σε αυτήν.
Great, and you know, something that I find really special in your film is the way you wrote the dialogues of the characters, because they are musical. The lines are always fragmented, and you never get the complete meaning of the sentence, so you have to reconstruct them. And there were, at some point, especially when the, let's say, bad characters are talking and swearing a lot, sometimes I wasn't reading the subtitles, I was just listening. It was like a violent music, and it was full of rhythm. And a lot of people in the theatre shared this feeling with me. So I want to know, how did you, if it was intentional, how did you write these dialogues?
Ναι, το κατάλαβα, ναι. Είμαι πάρα πολύ ενθουσιασμένος με αυτή σου την ερώτηση.
But I have to tell you, I'm thrilled. I'm really thrilled about the question and about what you understood. How did you got that, really? I have to tell you, it's incredible what you're saying, because you can't believe how many people, even Greeks, who really understand, they attack me because of this aggressive language. And I tell them, hey, guys, listen, it's not, don't see only the words. It's like, how can I say, like an opera of words, an opera of bad words, if you want to, but listen to that as music, this kind of music. You know, because we are people from the Mediterranean area, when we are delirious, this is our culture, this is the way we are talking. We don't, on the edge of music, I would say, we are not really very conscious and very serious, I mean, not very monotonous and pointed out and everything. We are talking like that, like a punk rock thing, and I'm really thrilled that you got that.
Σαν ένα punk rock, ας πούμε, κομμάτι. Τέλος πάντων, είμαι πολύ, δεν ξέρω, τώρα που το αναφέρεις, έχω πάθει πλάκα.
Thank you very much.
Really, it's amazing.
And
you understand that.
But, you know, because I mean, film.
You know, it's like, you know, for example, I have a film that I love very much. For example, that maybe it's somebody who cannot understand what we're talking about. It's Mike Leiss, Naked.
Mm.
You've seen that film?
Yes.
And you know, and there's so much talking, and you know, the half of the talking you cannot understand because it's like they're talking English, of course, but you cannot understand what they're talking. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you don't care because you just see this guy and the other guys and they all the lunatics, and then they are talking like, and it's so marvelous. You just, you know, relax and you just admire them, you know. It's, what the fuck, it's so beautiful, all this stuff. You remember this film?
Yeah, but it's the whole point of film. It's not just a story, it's also images and sound and the combination of all these things together and what kind of feelings they
of
produce.
Of course, but, you know, it's...
And, you know, another thing, something that I think is very original about your film is that it's not the usual Greek film of the new wave of Greek films. I mean, you know, Lanthimos and all the people after him doing, I would say, almost the same kind of film, this kind of surreal situations, strange dialogue, and everything seems very fake sometimes. Your film is different, the set is different, and also, I mean, the whole idea of the film maybe is different, but I want to know whether, how do you relate with this Greek New Wave, if you do?
No relation. Καμία σχέση, απολύτως. Καμία απολύτως. Είμαστε σε τελείως διαφορετικούς κόσμους.
Well, the answer is no relation at all, not at all, in any way, because I feel that we work and live in different worlds. I'm really human-centered. My films are concentrated on people, on man. That's what I'm interested in. I want to see the situation, the condition of man. And I'm, you know, this is my intention to see the affection, the attention. I give them all my affection, all my attention, the density and everything. I want to find out what is going on with these people. And I want to create scenes that the audience will say to them, the audience will say, well, yes, if I would be there, that would be exactly like that. It's true, it's like that. Okay, it might be that some scenes are surreal or they have the surrealism, surrealistic part, but this is, of course, normal because it's nothing, it doesn't have to do with an abstraction. It's the surrealistic part of the reality. When you have to do with crazy people, lunatics, or when the reality becomes like that, surrealistic, then you've got those scenes. And this is the cinema I'm interested in. This is the film I'm interested in. Man-centered, person-centered. This is what I want to describe.
Δεν νομίζω ότι έχω καμία σχέση με αυτό το σινεμά, ας πούμε. Καμία. Δηλαδή, είμαστε τελείως διαφορετικοί.
Thank you very much for your time. This was Yanni Economidis from the Berlin Film Festival. I am Eddie Bertozzi and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.